Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got an update on Prime, so we'll talk about that when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to film ESPN? All right, well, the speculation that Deion Sanders is going to step down, step away, retire, what have you, would seem to be misguided. Now, he did reveal at this press conference that started about 15 minutes ago that he has been battling bladder cancer this offseason. But the good news is that he had successful surgery to remove his bladder and is now cancer-free, according to his physicians. That's the report from Yahoo Sports. Can you remove your bladder? Or was it just, did they mean just a tumor from the bladder? I don't know if you can remove the, but maybe, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a journalism major from the University of Memphis. Had a cancerous bladder tumor and he had surgery for it. That's been removed, and he's now been cured. So that's great news. He did not mention stepping away or stepping down or anything like that. Awesome. I guess they're answering some questions about it. You know, it's always good to raise awareness. Right, hey, go get screened, go do these things. It seems like we're gonna still have Coach Prime on the sidelines next year, which is fantastic news. I mean, you know, there were a lot of people yesterday, like at Barstool, even that, you know, because he does stuff with Barstool, so I figured maybe they knew. They were like hinting that he was stepping away or something like that, you know. And so it seems like somebody got bad information somewhere. But obviously, you know, cancer is very scary. But the great news is that, you know, it's gone.
Yes, says God. You have no idea how good God has been for me to be here, is the quote I saw from McMurphy from Deion Sanders from the press conference. So obviously he's feeling very grateful to still be alive in this case and to have gotten it out.
Yeah.
It's great for the program, but obviously great for his life, for his family.
100%.
Again. And was it Moss? Was it Randy Moss that's coming back from a cancer scare?
Yeah, it was.
It was bladder. It was bile duct or something along those lines. Either way, when you can get it, you know, have that scare, you start thinking about life and death at that point when you hear that word, you hear that cancer word from the doctors. But to get up to a point like this where you can get it cut out and hope that you've, you know, advanced beyond its touch now, must be feeling pretty good for him. So I'm thrilled for the Colorado program, but more so for Deion's family, for his sons. For all those folks, man, that probably thought maybe this could have been much worse.
Yeah, absolutely right. He said he's had more surgeries. He's undergone 14 surgeries since 2021. Now, I don't know if it's all directly related to this. I think it's probably the foot, has been a part of that. But he says, I've had more surgeries out of the game than I did in the game.
That's what I'm saying. To have that many since 21 and still feel grateful to God, it just says a lot. Because, again, so a lot of people might be in the woe is me, might be in the why me sort of mode.
Yeah.
Of those things, questioning, man, how many more of these I got to go? You know, questioning that sort of thing. And how many more do I have as opposed to just thankful for their existence, period, through that much.
No doubt. Now, he says he will not, he says there, if you see a porta potty on the, he can't control his bladder is what he says. He can't control it. So, you know, if you see a porta potty on the sidelines, it's real. And he says he depends on his depends. I mean, Prime is making diapers cool. I mean, everybody wants to wear a diaper now.
I was talking about this with somebody else. If you disarm folks by being able to make fun of yourself like this, it's the same thing him and Shannon were doing about his feet, about him not having those toes.
You're right.
He's doing the same thing here with the bladder. If you can lay into that, you disarm those haters. You disarm those trolls in a way where, man, I've already laughed about that. You know what I'm saying? And so Deion's just... When it comes to PR, when it comes to this kind of thing, he's a master.
Well, and I believe you have to wear a bag at this point without a bladder. And not to get too graphic here, folks, but you were asking about the whereabouts of this surgery. You do need a bladder. You just have a diversion, and it's called a neobladder, which is like essentially your version of a containing unit, and then obviously you're letting that go. So yeah. That's where that goes.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'd love to, you know, find I'd love to ask the question, you know, how you gonna do it, but you know, look, you gotta do what you gotta do.
To live, you have to remove it. You have cancer.
It sounds like he did have his bladder successfully removed.
That's
so I guess that's just his new way of life. It's just the way it goes now. It's better than being dead,
right?
Better than being dead. That's just kind of the way, you know, I'd have to look at it.
I mean, forgive me. With his money, I would think at this point you'd be thinking about retiring. He still wants to go on. I mean, it just says a lot more about the competitor in him. My life changing even that much. I'm still alive and I'm grateful for it, but I have no bladder at this point. I'm going to be in the bathroom at any point. I don't want that happening to me on the sidelines. I don't want to have, you know, those, hey, I'm in the middle of a pregame speech and I've got something come up. Many of us would step away right here. And say for, you know, yeah. It's been a good run for me. This is quite a bit of a, I mean, it speaks to the level of competitor, the survivor that he is. The fact that he's continuing to go out there, fewer toes, now down a bladder. You still want to be, you know, you still want to coach this thing? I would just question, it's not your son anymore, right? Because Shiloh's gone too. Isn't Shiloh with Tampa Bay at this point? And so it's not even coaching your kids anymore. That's a hell of a will to want to continue to work and coach young men. I mean, it really is, because I'd be thinking, contemplating stepping away at this point and living a nice retired life where I'd go visit with folks.
Now, I do want to, we're on the subject of this,
props to him.
I do want to say that there are options. There are things like neobladders that can be surgically created.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's the container.
But no, that's not the container.
Well, that's
that's
bladder?
That replaces it. That would like,
but you still have to let that thing out. Like, it doesn't externally go. Like, there's some automation that has to be installed.
So yeah, you have to connect. So the neobladder connects to the urethra,
right?
Which allows the urine to pass naturally. So you would not have to have the stoma, the external bag. I mean,
no, I don't know.
Consult with your doctor on that. If you know, this is not medical advice. I don't know what Deion did. It seems like he is going with the bag, but. You know, again, I do think it's kind of cool and admirable that how open he is and how it's like not a stigma for him. Like he's not afraid to talk about the fact that like he wears diapers. Yeah. You know, like that is awesome, honestly. That would be something that I would not want to talk about.
Some people with neobladders have to occasionally use a catheter too, to your point. Yeah, it's just, you're right. Who would do that, you know?
I don't know. You'd have to consult with your doctor.
Yikes.
Rob Doster from Field of 68 is a licensed doctor. He can give you any advice that you need. I think the coolest thing about this whole story is that, you know, I think Deion's going to help somebody today. Deion's going to help somebody that's like kind of, you know, shy or scared or, reluctant to talk about, you know, what they're going through. And I think, you know, you see a guy who's like the epitome of cool, Deion Sanders, prime time. Yeah, he has to wear a diaper. Yeah, he has to have a catheter. Yeah, he has to, so what? You know, he's embracing it. He's laughing about it. He's getting to do the things he loves. I think that's a really admirable thing. And so I give Deion kudos for being as open, because he could have just said, "Listen, I had a tumor removed, and I'm going to be here next year." Yeah. You know, but he's going into detail about it. So I do appreciate that. Either way, he's returning to Colorado to coach football next season, which is a win for college football.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.